If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Time to check in with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. We get our daily dose of extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. And this morning, we're going to talk first about something that is really unbelievable. It's amazing. We have so much respect for these medical workers. So many of them have returned to the workforce to help out. And Seamus, we're going to talk about somebody in Edgewater who did just that. This is the owner of a bakery.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is the owner of the Edge of Sweetness Bakery in Edgewater. And this is, like you were saying, this is just one of thousands of stories, but each one really fascinates me, that they can just selflessly put down what they're doing and just head right back to where they used to work or nearby. Kate Merrill had left. She'd been, for 22 years, she'd been a nurse at Mount Sinai Hospital and a few other hospitals. And she had, along that time, developed her own business. She started making cookies, started selling them, opened up her own bakery, bought out her partner, and then retired from Mount Sinai 2 years ago. The bakery's still going strong. She's had to cut back some hours. She's still keeping all her employees working and paid. But she decided, listen, they need me back at Mount Sinai. So she hung up her baker's apron for a couple months and headed there. And she's in the surgical ICU, so it's no joke. She's really on the front line right now.
Yeah, so many people to thank. And also, before I forget, wanted to send a big shout out, thank you to all of the police officers and staffers that are assisting at COVID-19 testing sites this morning in the rain. We're so grateful. In Logan Square, many people know the City Lit Bookstore, and I guess they've been holding their own in the era of Amazon. How are they doing now? What's happening? What's happening with them?
Yeah, well, City Lit was not a very big online operation. It was your typical mom and pop bookstore that's really relying on loyal customers over the years, as well as book clubs and authors coming in, and you know, just really trying to keep the community spirit of a small bookstore alive. So the owner, Teresa Kirschbraun, when they had to, everyone had to stay at home, she really had to scramble to figure out a way to keep the business afloat through online sales. Now, you know, oftentimes people will just go to the cheapest version of it, but she's really finding that her customers are finding her online at citylitbooks.com. And it was really, she had to pivot very quickly to online, but she said she's doing about half of her current of her existing sales, about 50%, which she said, it sounds bad, but listen, that's a lot better than we expected. People are still coming out to, now they're doing virtual book talks. People are flocking to those, and they're buying gift cards. They're really doing all that they can to keep her shop going, because it is such a beloved establishment in Logan Square.
Yep, in the old CTA building, 2523 North Kedzie Boulevard, City Lit. So hopefully they will survive this and prosper. And then we have the story of the Westtown photographer who is chronicling these crazy times.
Right. You know, this is Candace Cusick. She used to be a Tribune photographer. She branched out into her own business, doing wedding photography, doing portraits, doing pet photography. She, too, just like, you know, so many of these small businesses around Chicago and around the country, had to shut down her studio. But what she's doing now is she looked around and said, oh, all of my coworkers, there's so many small mom and pop shops in Westtown where she is, at 1431 West Chicago. And she's reached out to all these folks and said, let me interview you, do a short interview, but let me take a beautiful portrait of you and your shop behind closed doors and let them, you know, explain to the world how you're surviving this, what this your business means to you. She's calling it her Save Local Portrait Series. And the photos, Bob, are quite striking. You know, just amazing. They capture these business owners in front of their places. You could read a little bit about them. You know, when we come out of this, I would imagine a lot of these are going to be the prized possessions from, you know, from this pandemic, things that, you know, that you'll look back on and say, you know, I was tough, I made it, and look at this beautiful photo that's going to turn into their Instagram portrait, Instagram page, I would imagine. It's really quite great. CandiceCusick.com, C-U-S-I-C. You can find all these portraits there. And she's doing it for free for all these people as well, just kind of sharing her talents to help people keep going through all this.
Right. We're living through a part of history, and it will be remembered, talked about, written about for a long time. The pictures are going to help take us back to a time that I know we kind of like to forget it right now, but there will be a time when it'll be okay to look back on this, and we'll all do it, won't we?
May be very soon, Bob.
Let's hope. All right. Thanks, Seamus. Talk to you folks tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.